Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Due to the impact of COVID-19, the Breast Check Cancer Screening Services are working through a backlog of delayed appointments. But has this led to an increase in women presenting with symptoms or indeed an increase in cancer diagnoses? I'm joined on the line now by Avril Power, who's CEO of the Irish Cancer Society. Avril, good to talk to you again. Where women would be checked every 2 years, this was reduced, wasn't it, to 3 years during the pandemic. Are you worried in the Irish Cancer Society that the gap is not being closed quickly enough?
We are worried, Cormac, because breast cancer is one of the most common cancers in Ireland, with over 3,600 cancers diagnosed every year. And the Breast Check programme was instrumental in diagnosing over 1,000 of those. So while most breast cancers are identified by primarily women, identifying worrying symptoms, worrying breast changes like a lump or swelling and going to their doctor, you had 1,000 women who had not identified any symptoms, who had breast changes that would be too small to see or to feel, had no reason to be concerned, but who were part of the 200,000 women a year prior to COVID who went for their breast screening and were picked up that way with an early stage cancer that's easier to treat and when the prognosis is much better. So we are worried now that the interval has gone from every 2 years prior to COVID to currently being at three. Mm-hmm. And we're also concerned because we have seen that in 2021, when we started to see the impact of COVID, that more women were being referred last year to symptomatic breast cancer services. So women who had more women identified symptoms last year, and some of them no doubt would have been picked up earlier if they had gone for screening and had their cancer detected before it was visible.
So it's that delay then has caused problems. Say with me, Avril, Professor Janice Walsh is an oncologist and she's with me now at St Vincent's Hospital. Professor, you're very welcome to the programme as well. That question that I posed at the very start, has it led to an increase in women presenting with symptoms practically, has it?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose what we would have seen through the period the screening was closed, and I suppose I'm delighted to see that it's well open at this point and it's going full tilt to try and get through any backlog. I mean, certainly what we saw was increasing numbers of women presenting to the symptomatic service between the age of 50 and 69, and that was certainly dwindling numbers that we'd seen as a result of breast check screening. But what we've seen certainly since screening has resumed is that these numbers are reduced. Now, there's no question that our numbers of breast cancer diagnoses during the period of COVID was reduced as a result of the close down of the breast screening service. But what we're seeing by virtue of the numbers at the moment is we are identifying those breast cancers and making significant inroads into getting those treated and potentially cured.
And is it more difficult? Are you seeing more difficult cases now? More people who are symptomatic? Because breast screening, isn't it? Breast check screening, like other screening, it's for healthy people as well as people who are symptomatic.
Yeah, and I think it's very important to differentiate that for the listeners. You know, screening for patients who had symptoms, i.e. breast lumps, nipple discharge, inversion of the nipple, skin changes, all of those happened all through COVID. And all of the resources that were used for screening were diverted into that symptomatic service. So for the breast check patients, just as Avril has said, these are totally well women who come in, invited to come in. They don't suspect anything. They have a mammogram completed and then abnormalities are identified that go on then to be diagnosed.
Do you think it's a question of resources? And I'll pose the same question to Avril in just a second. I mean, could more be done to get the backlog down quicker, I wonder?
Well, right now, I think with the current resources we have, we are absolutely at full tilt. I mean, I am not breast check, you know, one of the breast check directors myself, but I know from, you know, week in, week out, sitting at breast cancer multidisciplinary meetings where we may talk about the management of up to 120 women for various reasons a week. This is going full on, and we know that certainly from a resource point of view, we are pretty much at a breaking point. we do think it's extremely important that we continue to value this service. Breast Check saves lives. There's no question about that. We need to invest in it. There is very significant burnout as a result of what staff have endured for 2.5 years. And we certainly need to train more people in all areas, hire more people, and we really need to value those people and invest in resources, and there's no question about that.
So is it difficult to retain and entice staff into Breast Check?
Not so much Breast Check, because, I mean, that is a well-resourced in general area, but we have a significant worldwide shortage of radiographers, critical people who will perform these mammograms, and we have also reductions in medical scientists who will go on to read the results of patients who go on to have biopsies, and everyone is working full on. So I suppose, you know, it's a worldwide issue, some of these issues. Even if tomorrow we had every resource in terms of cash available to us, we still wouldn't be able to get some of these people. But we need to kind of plan for the future, because there's one thing that is going to increase, and that is cancer, full stop.
Yeah, and that's something that's that every sector of every hospital is grappling with, isn't it? Avril, I'll put that question to you as well. By the way, we do have a statement from the HSE, and they do acknowledge that their the current screening round, they say, is delayed by up to a year. But in line with new UK research, they say that Breast Check is focusing on, in the first instance, on increasing uptake of screening in the post-pandemic period. So they're working really hard, they say, to get the backlog down. Is there anything more, that question to you, that could be done that isn't being done?
There's no question, Cormac, that the staff, that Janice and our colleagues, that the team working in Breast Check are doing their absolute best to get through the backlog. And we know that we don't have figures yet for 2022, unfortunately, but we know that for the last 3 months of 2021, capacity was back at 2019 levels, that they were seeing the same, that they screened the same number of women as they did in the end of 2019. But the problem is the 200,000 women that were not screened in 2020 and 2021, so that we can't get through that backlog at the current capacity. There needs to be a big increase in capacity. And, you know, Janice has said it's not just about money. What we want to see from government, and we're conscious the budget is coming up in a few weeks, is a time-bound plan, a really specific plan, committing not just resources, but also setting out the clear implementation plan that's needed to address the deficits in staffing and infrastructure, so that people can have confidence that the programme will get back to normal.
But the HSE seem to be suggesting that they are systematically working through the backlog, and they are working to a plan.
They're working to a plan, but that has meant, as you said, we've a missed year. You know, women are now getting screened every 3 years rather than every two. And they pointed out, you know, in the UK, they have a 3-year screening interval. And if that decision was made for, you know, if clinically there's best practices even up to 3 years, that's one thing. But if we're drifting to it because of lack of capacity rather than it being what's clinically right for women, then that is not correct. And I think we really just, like, the staff can't do anymore. I think we need to see a clear plan from the HSE as to how they address it. And I would echo as well what Jana said, that it's really important for anybody who's listening to this programme, if they have any potential symptom of breast cancer, regardless of whether they were screened last month, last year or 3 years ago, that if you ever notice a symptom, as Janice said, screening is not for people with symptoms. Anybody with a symptom should go straight to a doctor
checked,
and get it checked
ASAP,
out.
Which is good advice always. Can I ask you, Professor Janice Walsh, about other cancers as well? I mean, how has the pandemic impacted on the diagnosis and the treatment of other cancers?
Well, it's hard for me to focus on anything other than breast cancer, because that's my area, Cormac, but I certainly know anecdotally that we have seen more advanced disease coming through the A&E department, and a lot of that has been related to the fact that people have been more worried about contracting COVID than they have about physical symptoms they may have, whether it be alteration of bowel habit, bleeding through their bowel, significant abdominal pain, etc. So I think we know from data emerging that there is going to be more advanced cancers diagnosed. I suppose, again, to really belabor the point that what Avril has said is symptoms, you know, need to be investigated. We need to be able to invest in our screening programs to ensure that they're robust enough, because we know that early detection is key. But that for patients who have symptoms, it is important to discuss those with their doctor.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you both very much indeed. Professor Janice Walsh, oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital, and Avril Power, CEO of the Irish Cancer Society.